things and holy in his name. He that is mighty is going to do great things in somebody's life.
You can adjust for that.
It's within his name. Read on. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He that showed strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of no degree. I love God because he does not take permission from anybody to make a nobody a somebody.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. He's a child of God following what God is saying in this place. Read on. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has set empty. Away. He has opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want the choir to quickly sing that song before we go to share what God has for us. Praise the Lord.
How do you get out of my life?
seated in His presence.
Thank you, Father. God bless you. We appreciate you.
I turn to today's message. Express your faith. Express your faith. Hallelujah. My people say, if you keep quiet, everything that is in your life also will be silent. And it's your bad darkness. Express your faith. Let me tell you, people. Express your faith. Whether you know it or not, I know that some people are already winding down this year. You are winding down, you are shutting down your job box, you are closing your file. I say that the year is over. Who told you so? How did you come to that conclusion? Hallelujah. How did you come to that conclusion? God didn't tell you. I am here on behalf of somebody here. And God is saying to you, it is not over until I say so. I don't know who that person is. God sent me because of you this morning to let you know it is not over until He says so. And if it is not over, then keep your drop box open. God is about to drop in a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. 9 days some people have closed shop until next year. No, we are not closing shop. Not yet. Come and tell your neighbor, not yet. Hallelujah. Because I know the God that I serve. I know this God that is a God that performs even a 24-hour miracle. I know this God that a wall that people looked at and said, so fortified, there is no way anybody can go through this wall. He broke it down in 7 days. There's still 9 days left. Oh my goodness. I hope there's somebody here who can receive the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Esther prayed and fasted. In 3 days, a whole nation was about to be destroyed. After 3 days, the story changed. The people were delivered. I don't know about you. It's still 9 days. If God did that in 3 days, there is still time. It is not too late. It's not over until God says so. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It is not over. A woman was bound up. And health challenge for 18 years. She was coming to church. Every service she was there for 18 years. But one day, the woman that was bound up was loosed. She became a different person. In one day, the miracle showed up. Beloved, it's not too late. Praise the Lord. I said it is not too late. Paul and Silas were put in prison. Hello? And the devil must have thought, that is the end. They are the one preaching about this Jesus. I caught them now. Now they have been locked up, oppressed, bound up, gagged, caged. There is no way they are getting out of it. But midnight hour, oh my goodness. Midnight hour. That's what I say. Midnight hour. Doors that were bound became loosed. Chains were broken. Fetters were loosened. Hallelujah. Amen. And they were free. Children of Israel were in bondage for 430 years of hardship and bondage and hard labor. In one night, 430 years of old, just one night, they became free. Hallelujah! They were bound the day before. The day after, they were free. They were in Egypt the day before, on their way to promise that the next day. That shall be your story. It is not too late. If you could do it, or if you do it in one day, if you do it in 3 days, Us about this wonderful lady called Mary. We know so many things about her. Mother of God. Hello? The one that had a supernatural pregnancy. Glory be to Jesus. Mother of Jesus. Some people even call her Mother of Sorrows. With all manner of names. But there's something about this woman that I want the Holy Ghost to introduce to you today. Because whatever was said to her could not have come to pass without her input. Glory be to Jesus. It could never have come to pass. So today I want to reveal to you some things about this lady that you and I can learn from. Amen. Many people can argue about whether Jesus himself was born on the 25th. That's what it was about today. Christmas day. He has come. You may argue about it. It may become a controversy. Let you not assume it was Sunday. It was in December that he was born. Hallelujah. This woman had an input to the prophecy that a child shall be born and the government shall be upon his shoulder and his name shall be called Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, Almighty God. Hello? She had a hand. And that is exactly what I want you to listen to today and pick some lessons from the life and the times of Mary herself. Praise the Lord. Because Mary is easily forgotten in the real story of nativity. That all her life is all about Jesus being born. Glory be to Jesus. So we focus on the testimony, but we never focus on the test. There is no testimony without a test that is passed. You have to pass this test. Her sister was talking about passing a test. That's why she stood here testifying, because she passed the test. Say it with me. She passed the test. One more time. She passed the test. So there was a test. Why am I saying this? Because when a prophetic word comes on its own, it will not come to pass. Is somebody listening? You can still make a mess of your own prophecy if you do not give it what it requires from you. Hallelujah. Agree with what the angel told her. It will happen. Praise the Lord. You may argue with yourself. It's God now. It's God that has planted now. It has to happen. Hello? Hallelujah. I'm not sure if you are, your theology is ready for this. Praise the Lord. But God cannot do anything here without man. And man cannot do anything here without God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God has his plan. Somebody has something that will cause the plan to be fulfilled. And praise the Lord. So she had an input. And what are the input? And this is the lesson I want you to learn today. If you don't take anything away, it will be difficult. Number one. She had faith. She was a woman of faith. How do you know that? Before the text that we read, when the angel appeared unto her and told her exactly what she was going to happen to her, she was going to deliver the Son of God, a child. And she's going to set the world for their sins. She said, be it unto me according to the Lord. Praise the Lord. She agreed with the Lord. Be it unto me as you have spoken it. Glory be to Jesus. Be it unto me as you have spoken it. That's the first step. The second step, she expressed her faith in what she has said and what was told her. How did she express it? This is what I want you to know. Are you ready for this? Are you sure you are ready for this? Number one. Open the Bible. I hope you still have it. Verses 46 to 47. Let somebody quickly read. Let me show you something here. Yeah. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. She was told something that she didn't look like. God spoke a word over her life. Something that has never happened before. Glory be to Jesus. I said, through you, it is going to happen. What has never happened in your family before, through you, it is going to happen. Glory be to Jesus. This was her response. My soul magnified the Lord. That was her response. That was how she expressed. One, she was a woman of faith. Praise the Lord. She understood. Don't joke with this Mary. She knows the word of God. She knows the scriptures. Hallelujah. She understood that faith is the principal requirement for the manifestation of that word. It's a principal requirement that you believe that something that you cannot see already exists. Hallelujah. Faith is your license for living a profitable and a fulfilling life. There is no other way. As a child of God. Faith is therefore the vehicle through which spiritual blessings are transported into the natural realm. That's the vehicle. So she expressed her faith. And said, my soul magnified. Her song speaks of who she really is and how deep her faith is. So she was singing a song. That was her song. Mary's song. her faith led her to sin. May your faith lead you to sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This woman definitely came from a background of people who believed. They believed the scriptures. They believed in Abrahamic covenants. They believe in the Jewish God. She definitely must have believed. Hallelujah. That the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, can be trusted. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, neighbor, God can be trusted. Hallelujah. Read verses 48 to 50. What was she singing about? She was singing because she believed and trusted God. You see, obviously, she couldn't have been a woman from a very wealthy background. Okay? They're just from a low family, not much of a much. There's nothing consequential about them. So for God to send that word in her direction, hallelujah. She opened her mouth, expressing her faith in that song, and saying, "And my spirit rejoiced in God my Savior, for he had regarded the low estate of his handmaid." Hallelujah. Maybe you're under the sound of my voice today, and you feel that, you know, people just generally reject you, pull you down, throw you down, because they think that you are not much of a much. Beloved, what God has promised that you will do in your life, don't disregard it. Amen. Don't disregard it. Don't disregard it. Mary said, God regarded even her at her low estate. Praise the Lord. Maybe you think that God can't do anything. There's nothing great that can come out of your life again. Hear what Mary said. He said, God is able to regard someone that is of low estate. He said, God will regard. Beloved, whether you know it or you don't know it, you have value. Yeah. Before God, you have value. Before men, you may be valueless. But before God, you are valuable. Can I hear a big amen? Hallelujah! God is the one that adds value for our lives. Praise the Lord. It's not our intellect. Hello? Is somebody listening? It's not our intellect. Because that's what Mary was talking about here. He said, I'm a woman of low estate. She's probably not well read. Hello? Not much of a much. Things are not really working out except that one man has found out and say, I want to marry you. Hey, there's nothing much. And guess what? It was just a carpenter saying. So you know the devil. Hello, somebody. But God beats her because God has said it. He said the foolish things of God, they are wise and the wisdom of men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So that when God does something, intellect cannot explain it. Education cannot explain it. Glory be to God. So he went and met someone of low estate. Someone that nobody would think, I mean, you won't even think you want to bring them when they pass you on the road. But God said, that's the one I want. What one is the one I want? Because by the time I do what I want to do, this person will know that it is not pride. Hey! Hello, somebody. It's not pride. This person will be humble. And that was exactly what Mary did. Pride will not get you anything with God. You have to become a humble person. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Are you listening? She speaks of God. God, look
looks on a humble servant with favor. Praise the Lord. How many of you want God to favor you in this place? Humble yourself. Humble yourself before God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Let's quickly read that. Are you there? Please read. The race is not what? For the swift. Not the battle to the strong. There is a chance that is coming to you. When our brother was sharing his testimony, he said he had this deep conviction in him. Hallelujah. And the deep conviction translated to an audacity of faith. Hey, that proceeded courage to take an action that ordinarily you will not take. Hallelujah. When God is about to burst forth an extraordinary testimony in your life, you would have taken an extraordinary step. Praise the Lord. Because natural things do not answer to supernatural. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The race is not for the swift. So maybe you have accumulated it. You have to now and say, this is the that happened again. Come on, change your mind. I said, change your mind. It can still happen. It can still happen in 2019. I don't even think some of you will receive. In 2019, the measure of your faith. You receive according to the measure of your faith. If you express the faith will be profiting to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 9 and verse 16. I've come to encourage somebody to me. Don't give up yet. Don't give up. Don't give up. So then, it is not of it that does what? That willeth. It is not by human will or effort, but it is God that showeth mercy. It is not by human will or effort. Maybe he didn't stay somewhere and say, I want to give back to God. She didn't will it. She didn't pray it. Hallelujah. But a word came in her direction. Now this is what is going to happen to you. Glory be to Jesus. And he said, be it unto me according to thy word. All God is waiting for is for you to believe in him. And God can be trusted. Yeah. He can be trusted. Number three, she got her faith into a fight. The first one, she had faith in the word. Two, she expressed her faith. Number three, she got her faith into a fight. You know, if your faith is going to produce for you, you have to enter the boxing ring. Is somebody listening? Yes. You will have to enter the boxing ring. You have to fight with that faith. You know, we do not wrestle against flesh. But against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, because the devil will come. Any time that the world comes, the enemy is coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy the world. Because he knows if that world should allow to have a right and direct course, he's going to lose members. Hallelujah. May your testimony cause Satan to lose membership in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She got her faith into a fight. She wore a good warfare with the prophetic word.
She was singing it in that song. That song was a weapon. Praise the Lord. Against every attack. Oh, do you think that because the angel Gabriel appeared unto Mary and said, you're going to have a son, a child of God. I mean, and Mary just took it and just said, I know somebody. I mean, the child we are going to have is not like the kind of children we people will have. If God himself that is coming through, I don't have any problem. She has serious issues. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? She was not yet married. She was only engaged to the man and she was pregnant. Can you imagine the scandal? Can you imagine the scandal in town? And she will be doing like this in church. Long dress. Arm is not showing outside. Bottleneck. Wrap round head. And most of it, carrying Bible, different translation, plus concordance. Member of the prayer warrior, member of the choir as well, member of worship, everywhere she's there in church. So this is what she has been doing. And it twice, so nobody can be that pure. Hallelujah! Church of God is a mixed multitude of plenty consequences. I say so! But she got her faith into a fight. That if this God said it, that's exactly what is going to happen. I am in agreement with what God said. And in disagreement with what everybody else is saying. Because the best of man is man. But God remains God. Hallelujah. She believed it. She held on to it. Even the guy that is going to marry her took off. Oh, you didn't know that Joseph ran away. He ran away. He was planning in his head. He said, hey. In fact, before the whole thing becomes a general breaking news, let me go deliver. I don't stay hard. But they do again. Praise the Lord. Because he too will be having issues. They will think he's the one that is involved. And he doesn't know jack about it. And it is difficult to convince people otherwise. Because natural thinking is that no woman gets pregnant without the input of a man. Hello, somebody. So you can imagine. Are trying to convince people this one is of God. He must be mad. What's that? Because they've never seen anything like that before. It has never happened. They are all people reduced to their natural way of thinking. But God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So you can imagine that this woman was fighting a fierce war with her faith. Believing God. Trusting God. Doing up. That what God said, he is able to perform. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, what God said to you, he is able to perform. So she warred with it, with her praise song. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four, she sacrificed, she sanctified God in her praise song. In other words, she set God apart from men. Hallelujah. How did she do that? Read in the Bible. He had showed strength with his arm. He had scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He scattered them. They could not comprehend. Glory be to Jesus. It was being shown their intellectual understanding. You know, when God, I pray God will do something in your life. All the people that think that they have concluded your life,
they will be stupefied. They will just be stupefied. Don't you think that this is the corner? That's where you are. That's where you're going to be. They will be so confused because you'll be out of there. They will know how you got out of there, but they will just see you elevated. So shall it be for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Faith filled away. Hallelujah. She set God apart for men. I said, God is supernatural. Men are all natural men. Can you do that? Can you separate what your mind is telling you? What people around you are saying? Can you separate it from God? Can you set it apart from God? Can you say, like Mary said, I know this God. This is who he is. He can lift up one. He can bring one down. He's the one that lifts up those that have been brought low. He's the one that can raise up those that are bowed down. This girl knows the scriptures. She knew because in her song, she said something that Anna also said in 1 Samuel chapter 2. She said the same thing. You remember? Anna to sang. Now, I want you to know that all that she's basing all this on is still something an angel told her. She has not seen anything. Eli the prophet in that 1 Samuel told Anna, go, your prayers have been answered. Based on that, she was forsaken. Hallelujah. I said, God has regarded my low estate. Amen. By strength shall no man prevail, she said. By strength shall no man prevail. She knew. So for her to be singing, that not because you are already singing the physical, and they are singing. Are you singing? Do you believe it? That before 2019 expires, something is about to happen. Have you received today? Hallelujah. Rise your hand. Five, she's teaching us in her song that we should be students of the word, be saturated with scripture. She knew the Bible. In her song, she sang words from Psalm 22, Psalm 44, Psalm 1. Please remind me, don't joke with that. Call up the things that be not. Are you calling things that be not as though they are? Amen. Are you calling the things that be not as though they are? My business is thriving. That project is succeeding. Hello, somebody. I'm moving forward. I am promoted. Hello. The door is opening unto me. I don't know. There's something else. And they rejected you, they are going to call you back. I see open doors for somebody. Don't go without blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This lady, she showed she believed in the covenant because she said it in that one Christmas, verse 25. She said it in us. As he spake to her fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. So she already knew what the covenant was. She knew. So she knew what the promises of God, what he says. Hallelujah. So please don't think that she's a novice. A lot of people just think that sometimes, well, because God says something, it's just good to come. No, you can mess up your own prophecy yourself. If you don't give it what it demands for you, you've got to be a man and a woman of faith. You've got to express your faith. You've got to call the things that be not as though they are. You've got to fight a good fight of faith without worry. Praise the Lord. When God gives you a word, He gives you the weapon. It is a weapon. The word of God is a weapon. That's why the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, is my word not like hammer and fire? Glory be to Jesus. It is not your praying that just say, fire, fire, do this, fire, do that. The word is fire. So even if you do not say fire upon them, when you speak the word, fire will show up anyway. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise up your two hands. What is my point in the lesson that Mary is teaching to this Christian kingdom citizens? Is that we can't run this race without faith. You just have to believe God. Hallelujah. You have to believe God that God is able to do what He has promised you. He's able to bring it to pass. He's only looking for someone to trust Him to do it. Show His power in your situation and in your circumstance. Mary is telling us, pray, praise, and give them this. Because that's what she did in herself. When she said to the angel, be it unto me, she's praying. When she said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doesn't end, she was praising God. When she said the Abrahamic covenant shall come through, and she said, God has done great things, she was giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, open your eyes to the eyes. I don't know what it is that you are believing for God. Something you want Him to do. Before this year takes place. Praise the Lord. They are not closing the book yet. Everyone is not closing the book. That's what this is. It depends on you now. The world is in your court. Whether you will believe God that it is still possible, or you keep postponing. That someday shall. It is not someday shall. Come and talk to God about it. Don't look at the person next to you, to your right or to your left. They don't matter. It's between you and God right now. In your own words, praise Him. Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices. Pray and praise God. Make it your prayer. A miracle that will happen. God is a God of miracles. Tell your father to show up within these 9 days remaining in 2019. I say, Father, show up on my behalf. Answer your name in my situation. Answer your name. Nothing is impossible for you to do. You can do anything. You can raise anyone. You can speak to anyone. The king's heart is in the Lord's hand, and eternity will take away that he wills.
Ah.
what you thought that you would pay for, God can deliver it to you free of charge. Can I have someone to believe God for that in my days? That what you believe you are going to pay for will be delivered to you free of charge. Awesome. Thank God to show to reveal His power, His glory, His favor in your life. In these 9 days, that you also will have a praise report to say, God showed up for me. God surprised me. It was a pleasant surprise. Is there someone in the house who will believe and trust God for a pleasant surprise in 9 days? If you are that person, sing that song. Give me praise. Keep the word on here. Don't touch your way. Just so you come on out. Glory, I give you prayer. Baba, Baba, Baba. Into every way. Keep the word on here. Offering time.